This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Coming up on 5 Minute News. Facebook profits up despite revelations from whistleblower. COVID cases falling, but unvaccinated still fill hospitals. And world to miss goal of $100 billion in climate aid for poor nations. It's Tuesday, October 26. I'm Anthony Davis. Amid the fallout from the Facebook paper's documents supporting claims that the social network has valued financial success over user safety, Facebook on Monday reported higher profit for the latest quarter. The company's latest show of financial strength, followed by an avalanche of reports on the Facebook papers, a vast trove of redacted internal documents obtained by a consortium of news organizations, as well as Facebook whistleblower Francis Horgan's Monday testimony to British lawmakers. Thousands of pages depict an internally conflicted company where data on the harm it causes is abundant, but solutions, much less the will to act on them, are halting at best. The crisis exposed by the documents show how Facebook, despite its regularly avowed good intentions, appear to have slow-walked or sidelined efforts to address the real harm the social network has magnified and sometimes created. They reveal numerous instances where researchers and rank-and-file workers uncovered deep-seated problems that the company then overlooked or ignored. Final responsibility for this state of affairs rests with CEO Mark Zuckerberg, who holds what one former employee described as dictatorial power over a corporation that collects data on and provides free services to roughly 3 billion people around the world. Facebook said its net income grew 17% in the July to September period to $9.19 billion, buoyed by strong advertising revenue. Horgan, meanwhile, told a British parliamentary committee yesterday that the social media giant stokes online hate and extremism, fails to protect children from harmful content, and lacks any incentive to fix the problems, providing momentum for efforts by European governments working on stricter regulation of tech companies. Tumbling COVID-19 case counts have some schools around the US considering relaxing their mask rules, but deaths nationally have been ticking up over the past few weeks. Some rural hospitals are showing signs of strain, and cold weather is setting in. The number of new cases nationally has been plummeting since the Delta surge peaked in mid-September. The US is averaging about 73,000 new cases per day, less than half of the nearly 173,000 recorded on September 13. And the number of Americans in the hospital with COVID-19 has plummeted by about half to around 47,000 since early September. Still, there are some troubling indicators, including the onset of cold weather, which sends people indoors where the virus can more easily spread. With required mask use reduced in much of the US, the University of Washington's influential COVID-19 forecasting model is predicting increasing infections and hospitalizations in November. Also, COVID-19 deaths per day have begun to creep back up again after a deadline that started in late September. Deaths are running at about 1,700 per day, up from close to 1,500 2 weeks ago. In sparsely populated Wyoming, which has one of the nation's lowest vaccination rates, hospitals are coping with more patients than at any other point in the pandemic. The vast majority of hospitalized patients haven't had the vaccine. The state's vaccination rate is only about 43%. Only West Virginia ranks lower. The strain on hospitals in Colorado forced a second county to reinstitute an indoor mask mandate last week. Nearly 80% of COVID-19 patients in Colorado hospitals are unvaccinated. As conspiracy theories and misinformation continue to circulate on Facebook, fueled by right-wing media. A target for rich countries to provide poor nations with $100 billion in aid each year to tackle global warming will be missed, dealing a blow to the upcoming UN climate talks in Glasgow. Senior officials from Britain, Canada, and Germany, who had hoped to break a deadlock in negotiations ahead of next week's summit, announced on Monday that current data shows the goal won't be reached until 2023, 3 years later than agreed. The goal was almost certainly missed in 2020, said Alok Sharma, the UK official who will chair the talks in Glasgow. Failure to fulfil the pledge first made in 2009 and reaffirmed at the 2015 Paris climate talks had been a source of deep frustration for developing countries, he added. But Sharma, who will now have to face the frustration of poor nations over the funding shortfall, pointed to a projected rise in financial aid beyond the agreed threshold in the coming years. The Washington-based environmental think tank World Resources Institute has calculated that only a handful of rich countries, including France, Japan, Germany, and Sweden, are providing a fair share of climate aid. Based on the size of its economy and greenhouse gas emissions, the United States has fallen far short in recent years, though President Joe Biden has pledged to double U.S. climate finance contributions to $11.4 billion a year by 2024. You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app. Ask your smart speaker or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Subscribe, rate, and review online at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.